From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces Thursday and Friday has killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred in the seaside resort towns of Hua Hin and Phuket, among other nearby towns.
Initial investigations revealed that IEDs were hidden in the pots and detonated remotely using mobile phones. A special investigation team has been set up to investigate into this incident.
A police spokesman said Friday that they believe the wave of blasts is the result of local sabotage and not the work of Islamic terrorists. In a recent referendum, millions of Thais voted to approve a junta-backed constitution that the country's military leaders say opens the way to new elections. However, critics see it as legitimizing the military's role in the government for many years to come. Two-time world champion gymnast Simone Biles of the United States won the women's all-around gymnastics gold medal on Thursday evening at the Rio Olympic Arena. VOA's Park Brewer was there and filed this report.
Simone Biles showed why she was the heavy favorite, putting on a spectacular floor exercise that closed the competition, as well as scoring the most points of anyone in any of the four routines. The 19-year-old Biles was overcome with emotion when she learned she was Olympic champion.
Everything hit me at once, and I realized I had finally done it.
Biles' combined score for the uneven bars, vault, balance beam, and floor was 2.1 points ahead of teammate and one of her best friends, Ali Raisman, who got the silver medal. Alia Mustafina of Russia won the bronze. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
This is VOA. The United Nations is investigating allegations that the Syrian government has used toxic gas in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Diana Seaman is with Amnesty International in Lebanon.
We received today the third alleged incident of a chlorine gas attack on Aleppo city in the past 2 weeks. The doctor who we spoke to told us that he received 60 people who have been exposed. The majority are children who have been exposed to the chlorine gas attack, and they showed symptoms of shortness in breath and suffocation and coughing.
At least four people are reported dead in the alleged chlorine attack, and many others hospitalized as well. Stéphane de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, on Thursday said that if confirmed, the chlorine attack would constitute a war crime.
We have a special UN and other organization in the addressing that. But if it did take place, it is a war crime. And as such, it would require everyone, all co-chairs and everyone else, to address it immediately.
The government of President Bashar al-Assad has a history of using toxic gas on its opponents, so these allegations are being taken seriously. U.S. House of Representatives Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says that Russia is clearly behind cyber attacks on her party.
This is an electronic Watergate. This is a break-in. And I think that we have to recognize what is happening here. Now, who the Russians broke in, who did they give the information to, I don't know. Who dumped it, I don't know.
She made the comments Thursday and said the widespread damage to the Democratic Party is being investigated. Last year, officials within the U.S. intelligence community informed several high-ranking members of Congress that Russian hackers were attempting to breach the Democratic National Committee's computers. After gaining access to the DNC servers, the hackers were later able to penetrate further into party organizations, including the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and others. The Obama administration has not publicly announced that Russia was behind the attack, but investigators say Russian spy agencies are responsible. Russia has denied any involvement. Knowledge of the hack didn't become public until last month when WikiLeaks published emails obtained from the DNC online and the Federal Bureau of Investigation announced it was investigating the incident. A blast at a Chinese power plant has killed 21 people and injured five, this according to state media. Officials say the high-pressure steam pipe explosion happened in Dangyang in the central province of Hubei. I'm Steve Karish reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.